Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFN for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
Many Americans are feeling like strangers in a strange land. Sadly, it's becoming more challenging every day to recognize our own country. Listening to the Midnight Sentinel will help us make sense of the craziness we're seeing and hearing about all around us. We need patriots and Christians who are willing to stand up for the values that made our nation great. Are you ready to be a sentinel? Here's J.D. Rucker.
There's one thing we're lacking in this world, in the world of journalism, media. It's truth. You would think that because they are the self-appointed arbiters of truth, that they would be more truthful. But we've learned in recent years that mainstream media, big tech, fact checkers, they tend to have their own truth, I guess is the best way to put it. It's not that they think that they're lying necessarily, a lot of times they are, but I think that they believe their version of the truth is the right version. We've entered a post-truth society in which so many truths are actually falsehoods. Veritas, it's a word that many people learned in recent years because of Project Veritas, the organization that exposes the corruption, the shenanigans of various organizations, whether it's a political candidate, a big corporation, a media company, news company. Corporate media is one of their best topics. Bureaucrats such as Anthony Fauci, big tech, they love going after those guys, and they love getting whistleblowers to say, hey, here's what's happening, here's the skinny, here's what you guys need to know. Coming up, we do have James O'Keefe, CEO, founder of Project Veritas, coming on, and it should be an amazing interview. He has a new book coming out January 25th, American Muckraker. You can get it at by going to noqreport.com/muckraker. That'll take you straight into Amazon. Pre-order it. Comes out January 25th. The subtitle, let me pull that up. The subtitle is Rethinking Journalism for the 21st Century. Very, very apropos subtitle, because we do have to rethink what is happening out there. Right now, journalists, for better or for worse, have so much inherent power because, as I said, they are the self-appointed arbiters of truth. People get into journalism, including me, for the sake of exposing the realities of this world. But sometimes, somewhere along the line, a lot of people, I would say the majority of corporate media journalists, have gone astray. They have embraced this post-truth society in a way that is just unacceptable. So we'll have James O'Keefe on here shortly. But first, I'd like to turn it over to my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly exquisite wife and co-host as she delivers some important information that you all need to hear. Stand by.
Dr. Vladimir Zelenko knows a thing or two about the immune system. He was nominated for a Nobel Prize for his early COVID-19 treatments, and now he's offering his Z-Stack supplements to our listeners at a discount. Just go to zstacklife.com/freedom. That's zstacklife.com/freedom. Use promo code FREEDOM and get the nutraceuticals Dr. Zelenko recommends to boost your immune system in the age of COVID-19.
Our next guest is somebody who needs no introduction. Yeah, and I know a lot of times people will say that, but if you're watching this show, chances are you know exactly who he is. He is the founder and CEO of Project Veritas, an organization that has done so much, I would say arguably done the most, to expose the shenanigans of mainstream media, big tech, fact checkers, politicians, corporate America. These guys go after anyone and everyone who is corrupt, who has done wrong to the truth. And this is why their name, Project Veritas, is so fitting, because they do. They do strive for the truth. As I said in the opening, in this post-truth society, it is so important that we have people like James O'Keefe out there fighting for us to show the actual truth, not the truth that the powers that be want us to see, the actual unfiltered truth, which is why his whistleblowers, his brave, brave whistleblowers are just so important in holding media, big tech, politicians, holding them accountable for the lies, for the cover-ups, for the various things that they do to us. He has a new book out, and we're going to be talking about that, the American Muckrakers. I've pre-ordered it. It comes out January 25th. We are very excited to get that. And when I say we, my wife and I, we read books simultaneously. I know that sounds kind of odd, but it's our thing. So back off. We are very blessed, pleased, and honored to have James O'Keefe joining us today. James, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you.
Great. Have you been on my show before? I don't think you have.
I don't believe I have.
I think this is a first. So American Muckraker, I want to start with that. We want to get some bombshells by the end, but I want to start with the book because this is an important book. It comes out January 25th. We're very excited to get it. I've already pre-ordered mine. People can pre-order theirs by going to noqreport.com/muckraker, and it'll take them straight into Amazon. But tell us, you know, what inspired the book? Obviously, it's about journalism. You attack journalists, but you are, in my opinion, the epitome of what journalism should be. Tell us more.
Well, I don't think I've ever attacked a journalist. I think we expose the media, and the media has drifted away from their original mission statement, which is to release information the powerful people don't want released, to expose what others want kept hidden for the wrong reasons. And to do that work, do the job of revealing things, you have to dig deep, you have to go undercover, you have to work with whistleblowers, the powers that be. To quote David Havlstrom, the Washington Post, CBS News, New York Times, and the government apparatus they claim to represent, or they seem to represent, those powers that be release that information through anonymous sources and leaks, which effectively is organized as a press conference. And what we do at Project Veritas is we released unauthorized information, like we did last week inside the Pentagon with these Defense Department documents exposing Anthony Fauci. So there's a narrative, there's a conclusion that they want you to have. Of course, we all know this. But what this book does, American Muckraker, is it tells the stories of brave people, whistleblowers. You read some of these stories, it reads like science fiction, it reads like something out of an Orwell book. And these people have exposed their institutions, and they've survived, and they've inspired others to follow in their footsteps.
That's excellent. We need as many as we can, but I'm sure that it's very difficult for whistleblowers to come forward sometimes because it does put them at risk. Now, you guys are known for keeping people protected, for keeping their identities protected if necessary, for helping them legally speaking. But have there ever been times, and is this in your book, and ever been times when somebody, you know, basically they were a whistleblower and things went awry for them?
Well, many times. I mean, there's a case in this book, chapter called Insiders and Propaganda, where I talk about the case of Richard Hopkins, who he told us that he overheard ballots being backdated at the post office in Pennsylvania. Richard Hopkins then was interrogated by federal agents, again, something out of science fiction. And they interrogated him, cross-examined him, and made him do a Soviet-like recanting of his testimony. Wouldn't let him see a lawyer. So Richard Hopkins bravely recorded that interaction on his iPhone with the federal agent. And the federal agent was recorded on tape saying, "I want to twist you so your mind can kick in." Russell Strasser, the federal agent, was on tape saying that they have to harness the storm because, quote, U.S. senators are now involved. Lindsey Graham is involved. We need to harness the storm. So you read these quotes recorded by these whistleblowers. Another one, Charlie Chester at CNN. This was this past year. I was banned on Twitter for doing this story. The CNN anchor, the CNN control room director, rather, was caught on tape talking about the death numbers on the screen at CNN. They put up the death tolls from COVID. And he says, "We need those numbers higher. We need more people to die. We need it higher," is what Charlie Chester was saying, which it's so dystopian. But the struggle and the sacrifice that these people go through, they lose their jobs. It's painful. You get raided by the federal authorities. You get assaulted. And frankly, the loss of your pension, your home, your mortgage. I mean, that's a kind of its own kind of violence because it's directed at your family. But there's a hopeful note in this book because it talks about the resilience, and it also talks about the fulfillment that these people feel following their consciences. And that's why the first chapter of this book is actually called Suffering, and it contains themes of resilience and endurance, which are probably some of the most important core values that these whistleblowers have.
We're on with James O'Keefe, author of the upcoming book, American Muckraker. So you have taken on Twitter, CNN, CBS, various politicians, various organizations that work on behalf of politicians. You've gone after voter fraud. You've gone after fraud of pretty much every kind. And I know this is probably an unfair question to ask a journalist, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Were any of these exposés that you've done through Project Veritas, were there any that were just more satisfying, more, you know, kind of made you feel like you really did accomplish something great and wonderful and helped America by exposing X, somebody in particular?
Yeah, I think the one recently comes to mind is the Gabrielle Giffords story we did in Sacramento, the teacher who is caught on tape talking about saying, "I want to F with kids." I don't know if you remember that one, the communist teacher. And that was brought to us by a whistleblower who had a picture of the Antifa flag in his classroom. And get this, this teacher teaches high school at the Sacramento High School, was stamping homework assignments and papers with Joseph Stalin's, like an ink stamp of Stalin. You can't make this stuff up. Sounds like a SNL skit. So we sent an undercover reporter to corroborate this and recorded him at a coffee shop talking about how he wants to send kids to Antifa rallies, and he scares the crap out of them. And then there was a school board meeting with parents that showed up. And man, seeing those parents there and seeing them of all walks of life, it was one of the most amazing moments. I'll never forget this moment. It was probably the most incredible moment I've ever seen. It was live streaming a board meeting, and parents, these mama bears, one in particular stood up there, an African-American woman, and she said, "I'm tired of this fascist crap." And she was clearly not a Democrat or a Republican. She was just an outraged parent. It was like almost like a Norman Rockwell painting, a modern version of it. And to me, it was so satisfying to see a kind of consensus. And by the way, that's what journalism is supposed to do. Journalists are supposed to patrol the boundaries of the moral order, testing and affirming what is and what is not a shock to people. That's how our values are affirmed. But the problem these days is they just don't do that anymore. Some people think I give too much credit to those in the past, but I do think in the past, journalists, you know, chased down the bad guys and, you know, went into City Hall with hidden cameras, Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes, the late Mike Wallace, Upton Sinclair, Nellie Bly, Gunter Wallraff, William Gaines, Pam Zekman. These were the legends. And because of the consolidation of media and I think the decimation of newspapers and the relentless and frankly greedy pursuit of a bottom line in newsrooms, you really can't have a commercial imperative if you want to tell the truth. You have to have integrity and an unwavering commitment and passion for truth telling. So I don't think that we've invented the genre. Most of half of this book is citing the past, but I think we live in a brave new world of technology and Twitter and Google and Instagram and Facebook. So you do need to, you need a handbook, a how-to guide on how to do journalism in clown world. And that's what this book tells you to do. Teaches you how to do, rather.
Can it come back? In other words, do you see a future in which American journalism can return to the days where we had such positives?
Yes. All it takes is one. So I'm an optimist. And in the series of this book tour, I'm encountering a lot of cynics and pessimists who almost want to bask in their pity and perhaps that makes them feel better about themselves. But I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it. I've seen even what happened to my colleagues, the FBI raiding us 3 months mm-hmm. ago. I saw the ACLU come out and defend us. I saw the Reporters Committee. I saw the Society of Professional Journalists defend us. And that was pretty satisfying to see that there still were some issues that we are united on. They ask us to focus on what divides us, but of course the issues that unite us, the American founding principles, these core values of informed consent, Americanism in the United States of America, where, you know, de Tocqueville talked about this in his Democracy in America. There's only an Americanism. There's not a Englishism or a Frenchism or a Polishism. We are united on these principles. The First Amendment is first for a reason. Therefore, I think it just takes one whistleblower or two whistleblowers to create a mass movement. Ed Snowden is a great example. I mean, of a guy who it took a lot of courage. I know people are divided on whether he's a hero or a traitor. I'm not sure that matters what you label him as. He certainly exposed something that James Clapper did not want exposed. And I think that if you had hundreds of people like that inside all manner of institutions, DOJ, Google, Twitter, tech. You've seen it this year in our stories with Pfizer. We had a brave woman inside Pfizer release emails from the vice president. And you just need more people to do that. And then it becomes a sort of courageous, contagious, you know, positive epidemic of courage and truth telling. Yes, I think that if we do that and when we do that, it'll save society's collapse.
Amen, brother, to that. I only have one more question for you, but before we get to that, I want to make sure that we get everything in there that ways, because you're involved in so much. Of course, we have American Muckraker, which people, it's coming out January 25th. They can pre-order by going to noqreport.com/muckraker. You have projectveritas.com, of course, which is, you know, that's the home base. This is where people can go if they are a whistleblower, if they want to see what you've done in the past, if they want to participate, if they want to donate, if they want to get involved in any way, that's where they go. Where else? I know they've taken you off Twitter. They've tried to silence you across the board. Where else can they find you?
Well, they can find us everywhere but Twitter.
Good.
You can follow us on Instagram at James O'Keefe III. That's James O'Keefe III. Same thing goes for Facebook. You can sign up on our email list, but I encourage everyone to pick up a copy of this book. All proceeds go to Project Veritas, our nonprofit organization. We're tax deductible charitable organization. So this book helps you support our mission, and you can read about incredible stories about our whistleblowers. You can read about ethics, privacy, deception, the history of journalism, whistleblowing, propaganda, power. And the last chapter is probably my favorite because it ends on a real hopeful arc. It talks about the future, what we can do, not just complain about things. If there's censorship, we can expose things and we can bypass those gatekeepers. I think it's important people understand where we are. I think leadership is about defining the reality of where we are. But also, I think we're going to get through this. And we're more united than you might think. So this book tells you about that. And please go to AmericanMuckraker.com or Amazon and buy the book.
Perfect, perfect. Final question. Give me a bombshell. Who's in the targets now? Who's the next person, next organization, next group to be exposed by Project Veritas?
Well, two things. You asked for a scoop. The first thing is, who isn't in the target, in the scope of Project Veritas? Everyone. But more specifically, yeah, we got a story coming out next week about a follow-up to our Fauci story on COVID. And man, this one involves children.
No.
You won't want to miss this. You won't want to miss kids. I can't say more, but parents are going to be outraged. And of all people outraged, the pro-vaccine crowd are going to be even more outraged. And that's a good thing. People are going to be united about this one because it involves the impacts on children. Unbelievable stuff coming.
James O'Keefe, thank you, brother, for coming on. Please keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where The Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Packs and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with The Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.